This is North Shore Today for Friday, September 8, 2017. Paul Layton writes in today's Salem News, the Danvers Crossing Shopping Plaza is back in the running as a possible location for a registry of motor vehicles. But the price has gone up a lot. The plaza's new owner submitted a bid last week that more than doubles the rent proposed by the previous owner. The state would pay $350,616 in the first year of a 10-year lease under the new offer. The previous owner had proposed leasing the site to the state for $142,125. The proposal is the latest turn in the state's tortured attempt to find a North Shore location for a Registry of Motor Vehicles office. More on this story written by Paul Layton in today's Salem News. Lynn police make a large drug bust this week. Bill Newell has the details.
Rick, Gayla Colley of the item staff writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn that a 47-year-old Lynn man is facing drug trafficking charges after a massive amount of cocaine, heroin, and fentanyl were found at his Kirkland Street home on Wednesday night. Shortly before 9 p.m., officers from the Lynn Police Drug Task Force and the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration executed a search warrant at 86 Kirkland Street and seized 1,847 grams of cocaine, 817 grams altogether of heroin and fentanyl, drug paraphernalia, and $24,000 plus in cash. Combined, the drugs have a street value approximately of $266,000, according to Lynn Police Lieutenant Michael Kemick. Antonio Felipe Vasquez, one of the many alias, was arrested and charged with heroin and fentanyl drug trafficking over 200 grams and cocaine trafficking over 200 grams. Kemick said Felipe Vasquez didn't initially respond to police verbal commands to open the door, but eventually became compliant. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell.
All right, sir. Thank you, Bill. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News, more than 25 years of debate and design on a new senior center came to fruition Thursday morning when city leaders finally broke ground on a project that has spanned at least four mayor's administrations. City and state leaders celebrated the groundbreaking of the Mayor Jean A. Levesque Community Life Center at a small ceremony on the anticipated Gateway Center site on Bridge Street in Salem. The property, when built out, will support a two-story senior center replacing Salem's existing center and a separate 117-unit, four-story condo building at the corner of Boston and Bridge Streets. The plans were approved and appealed by Federal Street neighbors last year. Site work has been slowly grinding along on the property since late this spring to prepare the property for construction. More on this story written by Dustin Luca in today's Salem News. And the Daily Item is reporting that thanks to a $1 million donation by Boston businessman and Marblehead resident Stephen P. Rosenthal, the Northeast ARC and the John F. Kennedy Library Foundation are launching the ARC Tank, an open invitation for ideas improving ways of assisting people with disabilities. Patterned after the hugely successful television show Shark Tank, Danvers-based Northeast ARC is seeking innovative concepts to improve the lives of persons with intellectual disabilities and or autism and their families. ARC will distribute up to $200,000 in a first round of funding. Northeast ARC CEO Joanne Simons is quoted as saying, "We're looking for people who can imagine possibilities, be creative, and want to change the status quo." Rosenthal in May made the unprecedented $1 million gift to Northeast ARC, allowing the organization to establish the Changing Lives Fund, which will provide a new vehicle for Northeast ARC to expand services in creative and innovative ways that traditional funding has not allowed. Much more on this story in today's Daily Item. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.